Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we're going to go back to the comedies, and our feature for today is Horse Feathers, starring the four Marx Brothers. Now, this one is set in a lesser-known college back in the days before classes were conducted via Zoom. Remember those days? Now, this is kind of an unusual Marx Brothers film in that, like their previous movie, Monkey Business, the usual straight woman, Margaret Dumont, is missing. Instead, like Monkey Business, Thelma Todd plays the female lead. Now, some of the gags in this movie were reused from a couple of the team's stage shows from back before they started doing movies. And it turns out that years later, during their time at MGM, they'd return to the stage to try out potential gags for their movies, in particular, Night at the Opera and Day at the Races. And that's actually a standard practice, you know, trying out gags for movies in stage productions, at least, you know, for some movie makers. Now, this movie's from nearly 90 years ago, so some of the terminology may be unfamiliar to today's viewers. Like, for example, their big scene set is speakeasy. Now, for that, you have to look up details about Prohibition. But probably a big example is the term college widow. Now, let me try and explain that. That refers to, well, let's use the archaic term, a woman of easy virtue who hangs around colleges seeking companionship. That's about all I can get away with on this. Now, that sort of plot would probably never be used if the movie had been made a couple years later, back when the production code was in place, and it put some heavy restrictions on what could and could not be shown in movies. That's another thing you can look up. Now, today, in addition to the Marx Brothers, we're also showing a bonus Tom and Jerry cartoon, also with a vaguely educational theme. Now, this one is called Little School Mouse, and it features Jerry trying to teach young mouse Nibbles, who may or may not be Jerry's nephew. It kind of depends on which cartoon it is. Now, this is one of my favorite Tom and Jerry cartoons, since it breaks the formula a bit, or at least alters it. See, in this one, as you watch it, you realize Tom isn't really the bad guy here. And I think it makes for a nice change of pace. You know, hey, I like cats, what can I say? Now, just a reminder that if you missed any of the movies that we've shown in this series, we posted a list of them, and the links to play them back, on our website. And we're always on the lookout for your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Oh, and by the way, our website is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Jot that down. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And now, from MGM in 1954, here's Little School Mouse. And from Paramount in 1932, here's Horse Feathers. Hope you like them.